news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo briefs Trump Thursday morning on his meetings with Saudi and Turkish leaders over the disappearance and apparent death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Criticism is mounting over the Trump administration's handling of the crisis, with many saying Trump seems more interested in providing cover for the Saudis than in finding out the truth. Turkish officials say they have evidence that Khashoggi was killed in Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul, and that many of the 15 Saudi men implicated in the incident have high-level ties to the Saudi government.
Saudi Arabia has been a very important ally of ours in the Middle East. They are an ally. We have other very good allies in the Middle East, but if you look at Saudi Arabia, they're an ally and they're a tremendous purchaser of not only military equipment, but other things. When I went there, they committed to purchase $450 billion worth of things and $110 billion worth of military. Those are the biggest orders in the history of this country, probably the history of the world. I don't think there's ever been any order for $450 billion. And you remember that day in Saudi Arabia where that commitment was made. So they're an important ally, but I want to find out what happened. And we will probably know that by the end of the week. But Mike Pompeo's coming back. We're going to have a long talk.
A man who lived across the river in Virginia. Why not send the FBI in to figure all this out?
Well, he wasn't a citizen of this country, for one thing. And we're going to determine that. And you don't know whether or not we have, do you?
Well,
no, but do you know whether or not we've sent the FBI?
Have you sent the FBI?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, go ahead. Why don't you tell us?
Mr. President.
Why would I tell you?
Have you asked for this audio, video intelligence that the church supposed
We have to asked have? For it if it exists. We have asked for it.
Yeah. But you haven't gotten
We've it. Asked for it if it exists.
Are you surprised that they haven't turned it over?
No, I'm not sure yet that it exists. Probably does, possibly does. I'll have a full report on that from Mike when he comes back.
Trump keeps talking about the $110 billion worth of military sales to the kingdom. That number is not accurate. Only $14.5 billion in weapon sales have been approved by the Trump administration and Congress. What Trump doesn't mention in his repeated defenses of Riyadh, the many tens of millions of dollars the Saudi royal family and its friends and allies have spent on Trump condominiums and at Trump hotels. Khashoggi's final column for the Washington Post, in which he advocates for freedom of the press in the Middle East, was published Wednesday night.
In the piece, Khashoggi writes, Arab governments have been given free rein to continue silencing the media at an increasing rate. There was a time when journalists believed the internet would liberate information from the censorship and control associated with print media. But these governments, whose very existence relies on the control of information, have aggressively blocked the internet. They have also arrested local reporters and pressured advertisers to harm the revenue of specific publications. The Arab world needs a modern version of the old transnational media so citizens can be informed about global events. More important, we need to provide a platform for Arab voices. We suffer from poverty, mismanagement, and poor education. Through the creation of an independent international forum, isolated from the influence of nationalist governments spreading hate through propaganda, ordinary people in the Arab world would be able to address the structural problems their societies face.
The deficit jumped to $779 billion in fiscal year 2018. That's up 17% from last year and the highest level since 2012. Republicans blame Democrats, saying they're resistant to cutting spending on social programs. Democrats point the finger at the GOP's massive tax cuts. So Trump told his cabinet to cut spending by 5%.
I'm going to ask each of you to come back with a 5% budget cut.
He once called himself the king of debt, but faced with an exploding federal deficit, President Donald Trump on Wednesday urged his cabinet to slash spending at their agencies by 5%.
I think you'll all be able to do it. Get rid of the fat. Get rid of the waste.
Trump's request coming after the Treasury Department this week reported a 2018 budget shortfall of $779 billion, the highest since 2012. The culprits? A big jump in military spending and stagnant inflows of revenue after deep tax cuts were pushed through by Republicans late last year. But with the economy humming along, Trump and fellow Republicans are blaming the budget gap on government spending programs known as entitlements, such as Medicare.
Oh, Canada.
The national experiment is beginning north of the U.S. border as Canada becomes only the second nation in the world to legalize recreational marijuana after Uruguay. But some Americans are concerned that the U.S. is missing out on big money by not following suit.
And Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon agrees, issuing a statement that reads in part, quote, "Now that our neighbor to the north is opening its legal cannabis market, the longer we delay, the longer we miss out on a potentially significant economic opportunity for Oregon and other states across the country." I got the
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.